Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The past few months, marijuana use and cultivation has been in our news. Some have expressed concern that the California drought will cause the price of marijuana to increase. There have been others expressing the more likely and more important fears that the rising tide of marijuana grows combined with drought will wreak havoc on our environment. Do the marijuana growers still labor under the delusion that they're bringing on an age of Aquarius, peace and enlightenment through cultivating cannabis? Even if they did, would it justify them stealing clean water and filtering it through a host of dirty chemicals, then returning only a wee bit into our streams and rivers? Due to our winter drought, summer water flow is likely to get extremely low in many of our streams and rivers. You know, a typical marijuana plant takes about 3 to 5 gallons of water per day, and we have hundreds of grows in our county, both indoors and outdoors, so you do the math. With water poachers looking to divert the H2O in order to keep their thirsty marijuana plants alive, I expect many streams and smaller rivers could grow toxic or dry up altogether, enough to kill many of the fish and other aquatic life. The hue and cry over the damage marijuana cultivation is doing to our environment is long overdue. Nevertheless, I find it ironic and amusing that all too few seem to care what marijuana does to the human brain. The government's war on drugs largely failed because some of the earlier attacks or programs were ill-informed about the real dangers of illegal drug use. Look, no one's saying that smoking a joint is going to turn you into a Balrog, but here's what the facts are saying. A growing body of research has come out demonstrating that marijuana usage damages the brain, especially in the case of chronic users and most especially in the case of young chronic users. Maybe that does not alarm you, but it does me. Sure, meth is worse, and so might whiskey be. Marijuana has long been touted as safe because it has a very low lethality rate. In other words, it's not likely to kill you. But here's what it can do. I quote a researcher named Andrew Penn. Early, heavy use of cannabis before the end of adolescence increases the risks of psychotic illness, psychiatric hospitalization, decreased IQ, and in young women, anxiety and depression. Sooner or later, cannabis is going to be legalized in most states, including ours. As a result, prices will fall, and who knows what will happen to the growers in our county. But there might also be a tendency to think that cannabis is harmless because it has been made legal. If this leads to an increased usage of marijuana by our youth, the results could be disastrous. We've already had a huge shortage of hospital beds in our California mental hospitals. Whatever happens in Sacramento or Washington, parents, teachers, counselors, and doctors need to be armed with the facts about marijuana and disseminate them widely in hopes that our future will not go up in smoke. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.